Coming up on Sunday, May 7th, an event at Top of the Hill from 3 to 5 p.m. Everyone's invited out to this. This is an event to commemorate the 10th year of UNC's Nicotine Dependence Program. This is a program that UNC's School of Medicine or UNC Family Medicine has been doing for the last 10 years that has helped a lot of people get tobacco free. And they're going to be celebrating their successes from the last 10 years and looking forward to the future coming up on Sunday. Sunday, May 7th at Topo from 3 to 5 p.m. We are joined now in the studio by Barbara Silver and Allison Hinks. Barbara is the program manager for UNC's Nicotine Dependence Program. Allison Hinks is a Town of Chapel Hill employee who has actually gone through the program. So Barbara, Allison, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
So Barbara, let me start with you. Before we even get to the event, yes. For people who don't know the Nicotine Dependence Program, how did it get started? What do you do?
Well, Carol Ripley Moffat, actually, who is going to be our honored guest on May 7th, in 2007, she helped establish the UNC Nicotine Dependence Program and became its first tobacco treatment specialist. So she is actually the director of the Nicotine Dependence Program. I work as program manager for the worksite programs.
Okay.
So for 10 years, we have helped over 10,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
From how far away?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. Carol's program treats people in the community, so they travel from all over to see her. Susan Trout works at the hospital with cancer patients, so she sees patients who also travel from all over. And we see inpatients also at the hospital.
So what does the program entail?
Well, it depends on the program.
Okay.
The employee program, which Allison is here to represent, for the Town of Chapel Hill employees and for the hospital employees, we have a free program where they get free medication, free support for 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And Carol's program is open to anybody in the community, come to family medicine and get support and counseling from Carol.
All right. Allison, let me turn it to you. You have been tobacco-free for 8 months and 1 day. counting, right?
Oh,
that's
I'm
awesome.
Never going back.
That's awesome. So what was it like to go through that program?
I could not have done it without this program. It's like having that accountability and knowing that I was going to meet with Barbara every week. Not that I felt guilty if I had a cigarette, but just knowing, picturing that I was going to visit with her was surprisingly powerful.
Yeah.
That's not all that I had. I had, through my program, I had free nicotine replacement. Are they called drugs?
Medication. We like that word.
Yeah.
And that was also, for me, very helpful. And I can't imagine having done it by myself.
Had you tried to quit before?
I had one day about 1 month before I heard about the program, and I thought, today's the day, I'm doing it. And I put all my cigarettes away, because I didn't throw them away. And then I got this cold feeling in my stomach, like the scariest feeling I ever had, and I was smoking by the end of the day. So,
yeah, it's and it varies for different people, but it's that I know people who try and try and try and they can't do it. But getting help and just working with people, I know can be so important. So, what did it actually? You had medicine. You worked with Barbara. Were there other people sort of with you, working with you as well, or was it you and Barbara sort of one on one?
Well, I also have some support. Through my job at the town, there's a nurse practitioner that works with us. So she was also peripherally helping me, but it was mostly Barbara as my counselor.
All right. How does that make you feel, Barbara? To be having someone sitting next to you, they've been tobacco-free for 8 months. Like, this is a life-changing thing, and you did it.
I didn't do it.
You helped do it.
Oh,
yeah.
She did it. Yeah. Well, I'm very proud of her. I mean, I love what I do. I'm very fortunate to wake up every day and do the job that I do and work with such amazing people that I do. So I'm getting all for class.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
Yeah, Todd, discuss.
All right, well, I'll give you a topic. We've got the Nicotine Dependence Program 10th year celebration coming up on Sunday, May 7th, again, 3 to 5 p.m. At Top of the Hill. And it's a $25 suggested donation. There's going to be a cash bar, silent auction, hors d'oeuvres. What else are
jazz
people going
trio.
To? Jazz music.
Yeah, and just this will be our second year of doing it, and it's just a lot of fun. People come in, they meet a lot of other people who have been affected by the program. I mean, almost everybody that you know has been affected in some way by tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many people, everybody knows somebody who's been affected by tobacco and not necessarily in a good way.
Yep.
Does
yep.
anyone know someone who's been affected by tobacco
well,
in a good way?
You know, this is a tobacco-growing state, so, I mean, people's livelihoods were dependent on tobacco, still are.
That is a really good point.
So, and I don't ever want to be...
A number of cities in North Carolina, like Winston and Salem, are both named after.
Exactly, yeah. I don't want to be disrespectful. Of people's livelihood.
That's but so wise. I apologize.
No, yeah. No.
No, I mean it's I mean it's a critical part of the history, but it's so important to be tobacco free, and the NDP does such a great job with tens of thousands of people. So you mentioned
10,000 people.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, everyone knows someone who has been affected by tobacco. I think at this point we're getting to the point where everyone knows someone who's been affected by this program at UNC as well, because
from your
in
mouth
10
to
years,
God's ears, as my grandmother would say.
So many different people have gone through this program and had their lives changed. So if you're listening out there, you can help out, contribute, join in the celebration, and contribute to the cause as well. So how do people get involved, first of all, in the actual event on Sunday the 7th?
Okay, so you can email us at ndp@med.unc.edu. You can also find us on Facebook. There's a nicotine dependence program. Like us on Facebook. The invitation is posted there. And you can get in touch FamMed with family medicine. Go on the web, www.med.unc.edu. FamMed, yes.
All right.
But, I mean,
do you need to RSVP for the event,
you
or can you just show
you
up
don't.
At the door?
We'd love to know how many people are coming, but, you know, we're happy to have you show up. It's going to be fun. There's going to be a silent auction. We've got lots and lots of stuff coming in this year. A couple of interesting... Maybe a basketball-related item
nice.
Or two. So
those always seem to do well in Chapel Hill,
you
right?
Think? Yeah. So we might have some really exciting prizes. No
Very cool.
travel getaways, but.
All right.
You know.
We'll take basketball items, I think, any day.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. Speaking with Barbara Silver, you just heard her. Allison Hinks has gone through the program. She's been tobacco-free for more than 8 months and counting now, thanks to the NDP. And again, ndp@med.unc.edu is the email address. Find them on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for UNC Nicotine Dependence Program. It'll come right up. Allison, anything else that people need to know about the program or... about just getting tobacco free in general?
Oh, well, something that was very valuable to me about the program is that Barbara didn't say, all right, no more cigarettes starting mm-hmm. now. She said, you know, she asked me questions, and just the simple answering of those questions, when do you want to smoke? Oh, I had never thought about that before. Just having someone ask and listen and touch back on those topics the next week, just that little bit of self-awareness was very valuable. And then when I was ready to let go, it happened a lot faster than I thought because I felt very safe.
Absolutely. And Barbara, I'll let you have the last word. For people who, whether they can make it out to this event or not, for people who want more information about the program, where do they go?
Again, you can go to the Nicotine Dependence Program, Family Medicine. I do want to mention Adam Goldstein, Dr. Adam Goldstein, who is head of our entire nicotine dependence and TPEP program, along with, you know, Carol Ripley Moffitt, who we are going to honor. And my colleagues, Laurel Sisler, Stephanie Wilhoit-Reeves, and Susan Trout. I don't want to go without saying how wonderful it is to work with them.
And special shout out to Adam Goldstein, because he may be sitting one room over getting ready to go on Your Health Tonight. So.
Go Adam. Yes. Well, he's very passionate about the program, and he's the reason, one of the reasons why it's so successful, I have to say.
Absolutely. Again, get more information on the Facebook page. Get more information online. You can email them, ndp@med.unc.edu. And mark your calendars for Sunday, May 7th, 3 to 5 p.m. is this 10-year celebration for the Nicotine Dependence Program, which has helped literally thousands of people and will continue to do so for many years to come. Top of the Hill, 3 to 5 p.m., Sunday, May 7th. Barbara Silver, Allison Hinks, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Aaron, for having us.